Now, Wisdom from the Abbey with Mother Hilda.
You probably already know what I'm going to say now. Apparently, the heart has the capacity to send messages to the brain. And it's out of that that you and I act, behave. Something happens between our heartbeats. That's when the messages get sent on to the brain. Now, you and I, we've faced that loads and loads of times, haven't we? We perceive insult. Our heart registers that. It gets sent to the brain. And you and I act. And so often you and I act inappropriately. And we're sorry about it afterwards. There's something else, though. Sometimes things happen that you and I just cannot handle. We're awash with emotions of one kind or another. Perhaps we've had the experience of rejection, or we've felt abandoned, or we're caught in grief. And some of those things even by our own fault. And when we're caught in those sorts of things, it's so often difficult for you and I to find the words to express what's going on. And sometimes there isn't anybody to tell anyway. And we sit there in our isolation. I want to put something to you, something that I've discovered for myself. You know, when those times hit you, when you don't have the words, it's a really good idea to sit quietly, even just for a minute, and say to the Lord, "Speak to my heart, speak to my heart," and say it over and over and over again. That way, the words from God, the words of peace, comfort, clarity, consolation, they're the words that fill up that space between your heartbeat. They're the words that go to your brain. They're the words then that dictate your actions. There's a little thing in there too that you and I often forget. Before we can even say, "Speak to my heart," God is already listening and speaking to our heart. Our heart is already in conversation with him. I don't know about you, but I find that the most consoling conversation there is. And I know it works.